Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Cashing, what are we trashing? He's Joe, I'm Jerry. Cash or trash? 713-780-3776. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? Joe.
Cash or trash? J.J. McCarthy will be the best quarterback in his draft class.
Okay, so we're talking Bo Nix, Drake May, Caleb Williams.
Ben Daniels.
Oh, trash.
Trash.
You don't even believe this.
What
are you listen to Joe right now? Famous Bears fan. We got beat by the best quarterback in his draft.
Well, to be fair, Caleb Williams is 0-3 versus his draft class now. He's lost to May Daniels and JJ.
No, what I'm saying is that you're trying to heighten the loss. Like it's not as big a deal because they got beat by the great JJ McCarthy.
It's a big deal.
The best quarterback in that draft, Caleb Daniels, May. Penix. You forgot Penix. Bo Nix.
Penix really belongs. Penix
and Nix rhyme. I just first time I realized that. There's who?
Penix.
I think he's got a chance to be pretty good.
I didn't love what I saw from him, Bo Nix, and Caleb.
Bo Nix looked mid, man.
Bo Nix is the one where I feel like we could look back and say we let it get away from ourselves a little bit in terms of the hype of Bo Nix.
It's just the one that I can't see a world that exists. That Daniels. He's going to be better than Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I understand. Part of it is, and the reason why I say it and ask it is because of Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah,
he just feels like there's something there with him that with what he got out of Sam Darnold and what he was able to get from the first half to the second half, it makes me nervous. I feel uneasy.
What?
I feel uneasy as a Bears fan.
No, I would too. I think McCarthy has a chance to be good. I went to a wedding this summer with a bunch of football people that were there because football people respect me because I have a good knowledge of ball. Mm-hmm. And I was talking, I don't want to say who I was talking to, but I was talking to someone who is very familiar with the Minnesota Vikings, very familiar with the Minnesota Vikings offense. And they told me J.J. McCarthy was the truth. So when they told me that, it was an opinion that I respected. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to think that J.J. McCarthy is the truth because I look up to my elders. I look up to my, what do you call people that are smarter than you? Superior minds. I look up to my superior minds. So whenever that superior football mind told me J.J. McCarthy is the truth, I said, well, I better think that too. So I do think he's the truth, but there's no way I'm going to say that he's going to be better than Daniels.
Yeah, I'm not all the way in on Jaden Daniels as everyone else. I mean, obviously what he did last year was incredible, but I think the thing that holds me back with him is his size. Makes me very nervous, and I definitely use it against him, of just like how he can, if he can withstand a consistent play and get in hits. We saw last year, when he hurt his ribs, he was not good, and it took him a while to get out of it, and I just wonder really what it can look like.
Can I tell you the quarterback in that draft class that I'm I don't see it as much as others? I don't see the Bo Nix as much as others too, but I'm not sure about Drake May. Like, I think May's talented and maybe it's more potential and he eventually gets there, but what he's put out on tape to me is
I mean, look, I know I'm not trying to defend my guy too much here, but when you really stack up statistically what Drake May and Bo Nix and Caleb Williams did last year, it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
And, like, Caleb gets a lot of the grief, but Drake May has a lot of the same flaws that Caleb has, and so does Bo Nix, where there are guys that are wide open, and, like, it just doesn't click, and they can't hit them.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that. I think people are trying to crown Drake May as the savior in New England, and it's just too early. He's barely played. Of all the quarterbacks, besides Penix, he's played the least amount of football. Like, he didn't win the job last year.
Israel's asking, what are you on? Because you think that.
Water.
My cash or trash. I hate college football overtime. Hate it. Hate it. So my cash or trash. College football should adopt the NFL overtime rules. Give me the NFL overtime rules, not this gimmicky, we're only going to play with a quarter of the field, and we're going to ignore the other three quarters of the field. It's stupid. It's gimmicky. I hate gimmicky overtimes in all sports. I hate gimmicky extra innings in all sports. I believe that college should adopt the NFL overtime rules.
Can I give you a two-parter to this?
Of course.
Okay. I'm going to trash it.
Trash.
Hey, you didn't do that for his.
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
I don't want that rule back. I hate that. I want the old way back.
What's the old way? Ties?
No, just going back and forth forever in college football. You said you hate the college football.
I hate the college football overtime.
Yeah,
hate it.
I want before the 2-point conversions, like the one where they were.
So, but that was still at the 25.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that.
You see, that's the part I hate. I think it's too not football. Here you go. You're going to start on the cusp of the red zone. I don't like that.
Yeah, but see, I like that more than what they're doing now. And I don't really like the NFL one because in college football, I don't feel like we ever hear the controversies that we hear in the NFL where people complain about who got the ball first and who got the ball last. Like I like the old college football rule. Now, because I want them to change this ability to just do the 2-point conversions back and forth, I mean, at some point, it's going to happen in a college football playoff game. It nearly happened last year. Where, like, you're going to have back and forth 2-point conversions, guys running one side of the field to the other, and it's going to be an embarrassment to the sport. So, if I have to change it and the NFL rule is my only option, I'll cash that.
Okay. Yeah, I do like the previous college football overtime rule more than this one. I hate the 2-point conversions after this.
Awful.
It's during the second overtime? It is. It's bad. I don't like that at all. And then you just go to 2-point conversions after the second OT. Like, I think you have to go for 2 in the second overtime no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the other frames
are just 2-point conversions.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
It's awful.
It's way worse than it used to be. And I don't even like the one that it used to be. I prefer the NFL. Like, you need to go the length of the field. Like, you need to field a kickoff. Like, it's not real football. Like, here you go. You start this drive 5 yards away from the red zone. That's weird to me. I don't like gimmicky. I don't like gimmicky extra periods for any sport. Like the Manford Man, hate it. I hate gimmicky extra frames. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go to the HRMP listener line. Keith, you got to cash them or trash them for us?
Cash it or trash it. Jalen Green will make an NBA All-Star team as a member of the Phoenix Suns.
All right. Appreciate it, Keith.
How bad are they going to be?
I don't know. They got a shot. And they got Booker.
I'm gonna trash it.
Trash.
I think there's too many guards for him to do that.
There are a lot of guards. I'm actually going to cash this by default. He's going to put up numbers. They're going to, like, hey, 1 year while he's there. I think he's going to be there for a while. I'm going to cash it.
And there are a lot of guys who are, look back at their pro basketball reference, and it's like, that guy was an all-star?
Yeah, I think that Jalen Green has an all-star game or two in him. I think it's absolutely in play. And I do think he's going to be there for the next 5 years. So, well, I'll cash it, that he has at least one. Yeah, I think that's a good one, Keith.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I'm not a believer.
I don't blame you. He's been working out, though. Texter says like starting with a man on second. I don't know if he's saying that he likes starting with a man on second or if he's saying that the gimmicky Manford Man is what you're talking about.
I hate that too.
They should look at soccer, play another period, and then do penalty kicks. There should never be a tie in the NFL.
I would be fine if they adjusted the overtime rules like that, where the Manford Man came into play after
like the 12th.
Two innings. Yeah, two or three innings. Same thing with the NFL. Like, if you want to do a gimmicky overtime thing, that's fine, but give us a chance to have one real, you know, real football, and then go to your gimmicks. I mean, in hockey, they play 3-on-3.
That's dumb, too.
Like,
I'm not a huge hockey guy, but that's dumb. I would be if they were in Houston, though.
It's a 3-on-3 hockey.
So what should they do in the NFL? Go to 7-on-7? You can play a little summer circuit in an NFL overtime period? You can put the flags on, too, or what?
Might as well. That would prevent concussions. I mean, don't you think like the All-Star game is a moment for Major League Baseball to try to do that, to the home run derby?
I don't like that.
Like it feels like it is. I feel
could
like
you
baseball,
imagine? Could you imagine losing a division because you lost five extra inning games?
You'd have to go to the hockey rule.
Yeah, for sure.
You'd have to do half wins.
That would be okay.
Like if they did that, I think even now with the man for man, they should go to the half win rule.
Yeah.
But if you lose an extra innings because of a runner on second base, it should count for a half a win. Just like in hockey. Just like in hockey, the way they do it, it's the right way to call it.
It's fairer. It's not as true value of a win.
Yeah, I hate how it does. The worst, I think, is fantasy baseball. And like I know it's not everyone plays, but like seeing like guys like get obliterated on a night when there's runners gifted to them on second base.
I never thought of it from a fantasy baseball perspective. Were you going to say something, Ryan?
Yeah, I was just going to say, would y'all be okay with the NFL overtime being still gimmicky, but if they moved it from the 25 to the 50?
That'd be better. It'd be better. The further away, the better for me. Like, you're already in field goal range. And I know college kickers aren't the best, but you're already in scoring range the moment the possession begins. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. You should have a drive. You should sustain a drive. Like, think about it. You could go three and out, run the ball up the middle, no gain. Run the ball up the middle, no gain. Run the ball up the middle, no gain. Kick a field goal. And then the other team botches the snap, fumbles, you recover, you win. You did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You did nothing. Yep. I'm just not a fan of it.
No, they're all
50 would be better.
Yeah, the 50 I'd be fine with. I would just want even just a little further back if I can be picky.
How about you just flip the 25s?
Yeah, just start on the 25.
Start on the 25s.
Yeah, I'd be totally fine with that because realistically, you're not going to see teams go three or four touchdowns in this gimmicky period when they haven't been scoring all day. Like maybe the Ravens Bills game is a little bit different. And this is where they're going to bring up player safety and all that nonsense. Well,
did you realize they changed?
Just ended in a tie.
Did you realize they changed the NFL overtime this year?
No,
they changed it this year. Both teams now it's the playoff rule. Both teams get possession of the ball at least once. Yeah. Like it used to be, where if you scored a touchdown on the opening OT possession, game over. It's not like that anymore. The other team gets a chance.
Speaking of gimmicky rules, can I implement one then? Cash or trash? Can we just end baseball games when they put a position player on the mound?
Oh, this has been my take for years. I have a throw in the towel rule in baseball.
I hate it. It's such a waste of my time. Maybe it's fact that I'm doing post game shows now, but like, I hate it. It is the worst thing in sports right now.
You know, this is actually a serious take because I've believed for a while that you should have a throw in the towel rule. I think it makes a lot more sense too with pitcher arm safety. Like, you're down eight runs in the eighth inning. Like, you can go with a position player in the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's say you're down eight runs after six. Oh, throw in the towel. Throw in the towel. That way you don't have to tax a bullpen that's already taxed in this meaningless eight-run deficit. I 100% believe in a throw in the towel rule during regular season baseball. Cash it or trash it, Oklahoma is a legit college football contender, says a texter.
I'll say cash it.
I cash it too. I believe in them. I think they have a good defense. I think Mateer is the truth. I think they have a good offense.
And I like Michigan, so I think the way they played against Michigan, I think, is important. But will they make the playoff this year? I think they've got a good shot.
16 teams. I think the SEC. Oh yeah, my bad. The SEC is doing a bang up job of boosting their resume early. They've had some really quality wins. And, like, their losses outside of Florida, losing to USF, they've been quality losses. Like, USF Texas lost at Ohio State. Like, whatever. Top 10?
They're the only team in the country right now with two top 25 wins.
See, this is why polls are stupid.
I agree.
They beat Boise State. Boise State's not a top 25 team.
I agree with you. But the problem is, if you're going to do the polls, then make them count.
No, don't make them count. They're terrible. Why should we count them more?
I don't know. Then get rid of them.
That's what I hate. Well, we have five top 25 wins. Yeah, but all those top 25 wins came early in the season, and all those teams are now 4-8.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't matter. When you play them does not matter. It matters. And this is why polls are stupid, quite frankly. They're dumb. Like, I say this team's 22nd, and then when this team beats a bad team who we incorrectly had 22nd, they're going to put a feather in their cap and say they had a top 25 win when that team at the end of the year is 3-9.
I do agree with you, but if they're going to matter, then they should matter.
How do they matter?
Well, then get rid of them.
I agree they should get rid of them, but they do not matter anymore. They matter some, actually, because the college football committee they get conditioned based on these AP polls.
That's the
they
problem.
Shouldn't matter.
And you have dummies that I forgot to grab it. We can.
Yeah, that was cute. That little
the girl who said that she doesn't care.
Yeah.
About her AP vote.
Yes.
She should be stripped from her.
No, but you know that's the truth. Like none of these voters know what they're doing.
Well, because they don't watch all the games. It's
There's
impossible.
No way. Yeah, it's impossible to do that. You had the quote right. Here's what she said. Look at that. Good production.
As far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback.
If you know, missed it,
there's not tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time.
There you go.
If you missed it, she moved Florida up two spots in her AP poll.
Oh,
vote,
she did? I didn't know that.
And she didn't rank USF.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yes. I just heard the soundbite.
No, it's because, yeah, that's why. Because she moved Florida up and then she didn't rank USF.
And you're saying that we need to value these polls?
If we're going if they're going to exist, we should do them correctly.
You did not do a very good job of arguing that side by playing that clip.
No, I'm saying if we're going to use them, we should use them correctly.
There is no correct way.
Then they shouldn't exist.
I 100% agree that they should
not exist. But they do exist. So if you're going to use them, and we're going to use them as a marker for how good a conference is, or what is the, you know, the spin on television.
She moved Florida up two spots?
Yes! And then didn't have USF ranked, which is crazy.
That is nuts. Did she, like, what did she say about that?
That was her answer.
That
sounds dumb.
No, I mean, just because she's a woman, Joe, doesn't mean she's dumb.
This is for the same. I would say the same thing if the person would go on record that didn't vote for Ichiro to go to the Hall of Fame. Dumb. That could have been a woman too, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bad vote. Cash or trash, Tyreek. We'll go to my Steelers and not the Chiefs.
I mean, if you want him, I encourage you to read his latest accusations on ESPN.
Not great. You know her brother's a former NFL player. Like, where's that guy not whooping some behind?
Great question. But if you want Tyreek Hill, take him because the accusations are not pretty. Also, the Steelers don't really need him. I think I like Calvin Austin.
Stop it.
I enjoy what I saw.
You know, one of my I've been really good at late round receivers. Like, I was on Boutte for free in the 18th round. I was on Trey Tucker for free in the 18th round. There's a few others. The dude that I got wrong, my late round receiver take, I thought that Roman Wilson was going to be their number two.
Man, he had like. It felt like when he came out of the draft and through the Senior Bowl and everything, people thought really highly of him, but they seemed to not like him in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But like, he was a good possession guy for J.J. McCarthy. I thought he would be well used in the NFL. But
did they trade up and get him too? Wasn't it second round or was it third?
And he got hurt, but I felt like at least while watching Red Zone, I feel like I didn't even see him out there.
He was third round pick, 84th overall. So late third. Vegas would love to throw in the towel rule. Look, and I'm all for supporting Vegas.
That's the only part that's complicated, right? Is how do you handle it with gambling? But it's not legal here, so. But, like, I don't know if it's the over or the under. How do you bet mid-game, you know, if games are going to get called
over? Yeah, it would kind of change it.
Like, that complicates it a little bit.
Cash or trash, TCU wins the Big 12.
I'm going to let you take that one.
Oh, I mean, go Cougs. Big game coming up Friday. U of H, Colorado, Big 12 opener.
I think I might trash it.
There's some good teams in the Big 12.
I mean, Tech?
Yeah. Tech's trash. A lot of money. Arizona State is. Look, Arizona State, I know they lost it at Mississippi State. I think Mississippi State's better. I think Arizona State's going to be fine. Their quarterback and their wide receiver are both, like, projected first rounders. Utah looks much better.
I'm intrigued by Baylor.
Baylor got a huge win at SMU. Mm-hmm. Huge win. That's why we should not forget early season games. SMU went to ACC SMU, beat SMU on the road. Mm-hmm. Auburn beat Baylor the week before. Like, SEC has been dominant 2 weeks into the season. Well, Texas lost to Ohio State. That's not a bad loss. It's at Ohio State. It's like it didn't even happen.
It was a close game.
It was a close game.
Like, it's not like it was a blowout.
Yeah, they could have won it.
Yeah, I wish we had a schedule maker in college football that would just cross-pollinate these divisions, these conferences, and make them play each other at the start of the season. These games are great. That first week of the season was awesome, the games that were out there. This weekend, obviously, we got A&M Notre Dame. It's probably the best game of the weekend.
No, second best game of the weekend.
Yeah, Colorado's number one.
Number one. UHCougars.com/ticket 713 Go Cougs.
I can't agree with that. But, even like Clemson, Georgia Tech is interesting.
Sure. Clemson was struggling against Troy. They were down at the half.
Fascinated by Clemson, honestly, at this point.
They might be bad.
I think they're bad.
Who I do not like is Klubnik. I am out on him.
Well, it's so funny looking at how much way too early mock drafts do you look at? Do you just peek at
them? Oh, I look at them all.
And all these guys.
Yeah.
Nussmeier has been okay. Klubnik has not been good.
No.
Arch has not been good.
He's not coming out anyways.
I know, but he's not been good.
Nope. My favorite pro prospect is Lenore Sellers.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Big fan.
Aller's
been pretty good for Penn State.
Oh, yeah. He's been solid.
But he hasn't really played anyone yet, so it's hard to say. But Sellers is the guy that... Nussmeier is going to be fascinating.
He's kind of short.
Yeah, but if the Saints get the number one pick...
No, they're not. Nussmeier is not going number one.
I mean, if you have a first round grade on him,
you're not going Nussmeier over Lenore Sellers. You are not doing it. You could trade down, but you're not selecting Nussmeier over Lenore Sellers.
You don't think his dad's gonna?
Not happening.
His dad's not gonna say, "Look, man, if you guys want me to stay as the offensive coordinator,
see you later." Kellen Moore calls plays anyways. We're drafting Lenore Sellers.
God, they are so. They're gonna be so bad.
They're not drafting Nussmeier over Sellers.
Yeah, Sellers is gonna be sick. What he can do and. He's where you can see what the greatness could be when he's out there. He has the flashes where it's like, okay, you could build something with him. We got some good games this weekend. South Florida, Miami.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about
Arkansas,
that one.
Ole Miss is good. Florida, LSU.
You know what I like about, selfishly, what I like about Houston playing Friday?
You can watch all the games on Saturday?
Yeah.
Of course.
I love it. Selfishly. I agree with Joe. Calvin isn't talked about as much as he should be. Almost 600 receiving yards. I feel like if Tank Dell gets so much love that Calvin Austin should as well. A little different when you're in the city. And also I don't know. Vandy versus the Gamecocks is the game of the week. down from 6.5 to 4.5. I kind of like that Vanderbilt coach. I watch that any given Saturday.
He's going to be really great at Alabama next year. What?
I don't know if the Alabama's shopping in that market.
I don't know what market they're going to shop in.
I think their first target will be Dan Lanning.
I don't want to be in the Dabo market, that's for sure.
It'd be Lanning.
Lanning?
Lanning would be their first call. They would force Dan Lanning to say no, and he just might.
I feel like he's going to get an NFL call.
Ooh, I would not do that.
You don't think so?
I wouldn't personally. I don't disagree with your take. I think it could happen for sure. If I'm an NFL owner, GM,
The college to NFL stuff doesn't work out very well, very often. We know that.
No.
It might be worse going the other way, though. I still can't get over that Bill Belichick TCU game. That's why I can't cash that take because,
what do you mean? TCU hammered them.
No, I know, but I just think it's – I don't want to give them credit because I think that's how bad it is at North Carolina. It's a disaster.
They beat Charlotte in game 2. Was it Charlotte they played? Yeah. They hammered. They held them to single-digit points. That defense is back, baby. Tar Heel defense is back.
Do you cash or trash what Bill Belichick's doing with the Patriot Scouts?
Oh, trash. He's petty.
I wouldn't – if I was – if I had a kid that was old enough to play college football and was being recruited by Bill Belichick, I think I'd have to tell my son to not go to that school.
Yeah, it's hurting your pro chances a little.
Yeah. Even if it's one team, because if it's one team, it's more than one team too. Mm-hmm. There's other teams that we just don't know about yet that Bill Belichick has pettiness towards that he's not letting at practice.
Yep.
So if I was a player at North Carolina, I'd be ready to hit that transfer portal and bounce out of there.
Unless they're paying you more than anybody else.
But if you want to go to the pros, if the scouts can't come, that's a huge problem.
Only 1% of college football players become NFL football players.
Yeah, they don't
realize
that.
They don't know that. You're right.
Yeah, they don't realize that.
I was being sarcastic. Cash or trash, Nick Chubb will rush over 75 yards in one of the next three games. I feel like that's the biggest goalpost moving ever. In one of the next three, he's going to go over 70. What a bar that is.
Yeah, I'll cash that.
Such a bad bar, Keith. Yeah, I'll cash it too. I do think that the run game looked better than it did, but if I'm an opposing defense against the Texans, I do not respect their outside run game at all. I'm going to sell out for stopping anything between the tackles because I trust none of those guys to go outside the tackles.
The other problem is for me is the other guys have to be threats at some point. Like Damian Pierce and Woody Marks had combined 6 carries.
It's got to be Woody
in the game. I agree. I don't know why Damian Pierce and his little face mask is out there, but What? He had like a coat and mask on, it looks like, in the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His face covers. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That was strange. It looked like he was cold in Los Angeles.
Lamar does the same thing.
Yeah, I don't get it. Someone else has to be able to run the ball while Joe Mixon's out, and it could be the entire season.
Yes.
Like you have to make one of those guys a threat, or it's so obvious that if one of them's in the backfield, it's a pass, and you're automatically hurting C.J. Stroud and making his life way more challenging.
What is your prediction on when Chubb returns?
You mean Mixon?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I feel more confident about Hayter returning this year than Mixon. Dang. I think the Joe Mixon stuff is really strange, Jeremy. I know that D'Amico won't just like call out Aaron Wilson by name for being wrong about C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but I think the way that they're talking to the media about defending their players and getting information correct and then not being willing to tell any details about why Joe Mixon's not out there, I think it's very strange behavior by the Houston Texans. They don't operate that way with anyone else except for Joe Mixon. I think he's way more hurt than they're letting on.
Did they not do it with Harris last year?
Yeah, a little bit. But we saw Harris try to play.
Yeah, he was around, though.
He went out for a practice and then left.
Yeah, he was. I mean, we saw him around. Like, the only sighting of Nick Chubb was when he was, like, in the training room with, like, on Tang Dell's social. Was that right? Or somebody's social? Yeah, it's weird. It's a very weird thing. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Texture, have y'all even talked about the Astros lineup? Yeah, we read it verbatim whenever it came out. So, yes, we did. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Where have we gone too far as a society, Joe? Where have we gone too far? We're getting deep. Where have we gone too far as a society? I'll start. Headphones. Headphone culture has gotten out of hand. Where else have we gone too far as a society? 713-780-3776. It is Joe and Jeremy on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions.
Joe and Jeremy, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Where have we gone too far as a society, Joe? As a society. So, headphones for me. I'll start right out of the gate.
Which part?
Same day. They're on their headphones too much. They can't use one of their senses, and it's going to get them killed.
Just everywhere.
Yes. The same day. I was leaving the station the other day. Mm-hmm. Actually, I take that back. I was driving to the station the other day, and then this ramp over here to our left. We park on the second floor. You have to drive up a ramp, all of that. So I'm driving. What's the side road here? I always forget the name of this
Rice
road. It's Rice. Okay, yep. So I was driving on Rice. I turned right onto Rice, and I'm going to turn right onto the ramp. As I turn onto Rice, there is a young lady that has headphones on that is walking across the street. She is jaywalking, which I'm not opposed to jaywalking. Yep. But if you're going to jaywalk, maybe pay attention to other vehicles that could be driving. Maybe have one of your senses. Maybe just have one headphone in. So she walks across the street, doesn't notice me at all, and I drive a truck. Like, you can hear me coming. She has the headphones on, never sees me. Fortunately, I see her. I was able to, you know, slow down. I had to slow down or I would have hit this young woman. And then she notices me by the time she gets to the sidewalk, and she's like, oh, my bad, ha-ha. I'm like, I could have killed you.
Yeah.
Same day I'm driving home. I'm driving the same exact day. I'm driving home. I'm in the neighborhood. I get to a stop sign. I'm about to turn right, and there's a lady riding her bike with headphones, it never sees me. That, again, thankful I was watching here, that just blows right through. And I know that she has the right-of-way, but it was too far gone. Like, she came from way back. She goes right in front of me, almost gets T-boned on her bike with my truck, all because she has headphones on and cannot hear me and is paying no attention to the world. I could have killed two people on the same day, but I'm paying attention.
Yeah, the headphone stuff is a problem. But at the same time, I can't believe people don't use headphones on like public transportation. That drives me nuts. I know that's not as much of a thing down here, but I hate people being in public and being on speakerphone.
That's a big one.
My least favorite thing in the world. So you're right about headphones, but then also some people need to use headphones more often.
You have to be. You have to know where the line is drawn. You have to know when to use. I mean, I'm not anti headphones, but I am anti lack of awareness.
And that's a huge problem.
It's a. It could have gotten two women killed that day, Joe.
Well, yeah, at least, but you're paying attention.
Maybe I wasn't.
Head on a swivel.
That's putting a lot of faith in me.
It is. But you swarm when you drive.
So people on speakerphone's a good idea. I don't like it when people have their phones on and like other people can hear them. I think it's disrespectful.
I agree. Tipping. I think there is way too many of these places now that are not really providing much of a service or very little service. And they flip around that electronic screen and it's asking for a tip.
Like where?
I think certain coffee places, like, or even just like if I order like a black coffee.
Yeah, just like a drip.
Like that's, you're just pouring. Like you're not really making anything.
Very disrespectful to the service workers.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't feel it. I don't love it.
Okay. Like how about like a Chipotle?
Yeah, but who am I tipping?
I would like to think that you're tipping the person that is making your burrito.
I'm assuming it's going everywhere.
I'm sure it's just tip share, yeah.
New carne asada steak at Chipotle.
I always like the chicken there the most. Really?
It's like longer, thick. It's a better steak.
You can eat fresh there. The very healthy good. Food. I mean, a little stereo from time to time, but that's okay.
Yeah, a little pricey at times as well. But like, when I rang out yesterday, I was like, oh, $16. It's like, I forgot. It's been a while since I've had Chipotle.
My local liquor store has a tip jar on the counter. So I
see, like, that's a great example. What are you tipping them for?
So do you have, like, are there certain places you won't tip that ask for a tip? I always feel guilty. Like, I always feel guilty that if they're asking for a tip and I don't leave a tip, like, I'm that guy. So I get guilted into leaving tips. I will freely admit.
That's why I don't like it, because I also will do the same thing. Now, I'll go low on the tip. I'll go as low as it lets me.
Oh, really?
My other issue that I have with it is I don't like that a lot of times there's just three options.
Sometimes I've seen a place that does 20, 25, 30. It's like, oh, okay.
I'm not tipping.
I see. I was like, okay.
Like, I get what the thought process is. They're going to, you know, give you a 25% tip on a $13 sandwich because, well, they're not going to not tip because they're guilting you into it.
Yeah.
So I don't like being feeling guilted into anything.
This texture says, I hate when I have a to-go order and they want a tip. Where do you stand on the to-go order tip?
I wish that people were just public on it. Because if I knew that the kitchen staff was getting a shared tip, I would feel okay with it.
Okay.
But not everyone does that.
See,
They say they do.
They're preparing your food. They're preparing your food. So I do. I tip to go. But what you ordered really shouldn't matter because the work is the same. Now, if you're ordering a lot of food, to me, it's more the volume than it is like the cost there. Mm-hmm. Like the server, you're tipping based on the cost of the check. Whereas to go, I mean, the job's the same. Unless they're preparing a lot of food, then that's when it becomes a little bit
different. I will tip differently, though. Just use Chipotle as an example. Like, if I were to sit down at Chipotle and eat inside, I will tip differently than I will if I was just doing to-go. Like, if I had, like, Uber Eats is a bad example. But if I'm sitting down at a restaurant and getting, you know, food, I will tip much better than I will for to-go orders. Because there's service involved.
Oh, for sure. No doubt about that. My buddy and I went to Soldier Field for a concert over Labor Day, and every subway I got in had a borderline homeless guy with a wireless speaker blaring crappy music.
That's Chicago.
Yeah, it's not fun. That's no good. Some states and countries have outright bans on headphones while driving, but I guess walking is okay. Yeah, see? They're not paying attention.
The driving one's crazy to me. Especially now, I mean, so many cars have Bluetooth. I think driving with headphones in is.
The tip is for the server because they got like $2 an hour. I'm not tipping the kitchen. That's not true at like Chipotle, though. There's no server.
Yeah, they get paid minimum wage. Like, this isn't like you go to a restaurant. Like, in my wife's restaurant,
right.
Yeah, they get paid lesser because their majority of their income is tips. That's how all restaurants work. But Chipotle doesn't operate like that.
Right.
So, like, that's why I'm like, it's extra. I think Europe does it right.
Coffee, smoothies, et cetera, that have that ask for a tip is trash, blah, 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 blah. What do you think of a liquor store charging me more for credit card and cheaper for debit and cash? Yeah, great look nowadays.
But the problem is that, like, it's not their fault. It's because they're being bent over a barrel for those charges. So they're making up their cost.
A buddy of mine tips at Sonic, which I thought was wild. I'd do it if they were skating like they used to, but they don't anymore. See, I don't think that those car hops make minimum wage, though.
I think they're treated more like restaurants.
Yeah, I think they're treated more like a server. I think they're on a server wage. I don't think they make minimum wage.
I will. It's been a long time since I've been to a Sonic.
I will admit,
I drove by them, but like I would, man. Tip, I would tip more.
I hammer Sonics
if they were on the roller skates.
I hammer Sonics.
There's one not really.
The drinks at Sonics, man, they're so good. Like a hot summer day, you get a little cherry limeade or strawberry limeade or an ocean water.
Yeah,
not bad.
They are good, but they're just they're inconvenient where I live right now.
Okay,
that's where all my fast food take is.
Why am I tipping at Chipotle? Because they're preparing your food. They're preparing your food. What do you feel about automatic gratuity when you're at the restaurants? If you're a party eight or more, I'm okay with it.
Yep. You got it. If you're a big party, it's totally fair because I've seen people skip out in a big way.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it on parties that are small. But I will admit that tipping culture has made me go to those places less. It is a deterrent for me to go there. I try to avoid those places. Like, not because I'm anti-tip, but because I'm anti-tip culture.
Yeah.
I think it has gone too far.
You know what I thought was strange on Friday? They didn't have a tip jar.
Right, that's professional.
Yeah, I know, but like...
That was professional,
at St. Arnold.
I know, it was professional of them. Because you rented out
I know.
The entire place, which covers the cost for that.
I hope more people did what I did.
But I am
I brought
pro...
some cash.
Look at you flexing. Greatness that feels it has to be proclaimed, Joe, even, admits the doubt of its existence.
Right. Even though I got cut off, I still tipped them.
You got cut off.
I think they got me confused with someone else.
There was a few people there that could have been.
It was a good time.
There was a few. If I have to stand up to order and get my own refills, no tip. Yeah, so tip culture, headphone culture.
That's a good barometer there.
Branham, you hit it on the head. When my kid gets older, I will literally chew them out for not paying attention. Truly is life and death situation. See, I'm a one headphone in, one headphone out. Because I like to have control of my senses. How many senses do we have? I don't even know. Five, six? I don't even know.
Seven?
I like to use my senses, Joe. Is that wrong of me
this
that I like to use my senses?
Great point from the text line. I forgot about this. Because this is the number one spot where it's a huge problem. At Daikin Park and at Toyota Center and at NRG... They have self-grabbing beer stations that ask for tips.
Really?
And there's a person at the end, and the only reason why they're there is because just in case you're not 21, and also they make you pop it open. Mm. But that to me is crazy to ask for a tip in a self-serving beer station.
That is ridiculous. I didn't realize that happened. Talking about work outside of work, dating apps, we've gone too far there. Where we went wrong was giving out participation trophies. I agree to that.
I totally agree. I didn't ask for them, but thank you.
Gone too far giving a what NBA players wear before games, politics. Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. That was just my, that was an issue. I'm going to try to eat inside the house a little bit more. Keith from LA done with cancel culture. That's gone away a little bit.
I think cancel culture is canceled.
Mostly. Yeah. I don't tip at Smoothie King. LOL. Mean. They're making your drink for you. What is this name here, Rhino? I can't read the name. The thing's covering up the I can't read it.
Rodney.
Let's go out to the HR&P listener line. Rodney, you're in the you're with the Killer Jays. What's up?
Hello.
Hey.
This is Robbie from Dayton, Texas.
Oh, Robbie. Okay. Intern heard Rodney. What's up,
yes,
Robbie?
Sir.
What's up?
I always tip in cash. You know why? Because the government can't tax them on it, number one. And number two is when I give a tip on the little screen, I'm not sure they're actually getting the tip or the company's keeping it because I've seen that happen on TV before to where they're getting messed up out of their money.
It's a good call.
Robbie, were you at the party on Friday?
Yeah, he was there. He was there.
Do what now?
Robbie. He was asking if you were there at the party. He was at the party. I saw Robbie at the party Friday. He and his lovely wife. Yep. All right, Robbie. Appreciate you. Have a good week. Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, have a great week.
You too. That's a good point. That's a good point.
You don't know where it's going.
You don't know where it's going. All right, 713-780-ESPN. More with Joe and Jeremy when we return on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Join Culture Map on September 11th. That's Thursday. For the tailgate, all-out celebration of Houston sports and the fans who cheer them on. Savor tailgate-inspired bites from your favorite restaurants, including Christian's Tailgate, Bayou Butchers, The Waffle Bus, and many more. Sip on signature drinks. Enjoy game day activities. Plus, VIP ticket holders can meet and greet with former Houston Astro Ryan Pressly and Texans legend Owen Daniels. Tickets are on sale now. Include all food, all drink. Use promo code ESPN for $10 off any ticket type. Head to tailgate.culturemap.com to get your tickets today. Coming up after us will be
Soccer Matters.
Soccer Matters. Glenn Davis out at Senate Ave, live from Senate Ave Brewing. Always listen to Glenn. Always listen to Soccer Matters. It is always a great time. Plus, they have Brian on the boards. Brian's out there engineering. So
it is a great place to eat.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I really enjoyed going out there for Glenn a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was awesome. Forgot what I was going to say. How much soccer do you think Brian knows?
Like, very little.
You think he knows
a lot? Well, I'm sure he's learned some.
Through Glenn?
While doing the show.
Through osmosis?
Yeah.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I've learned about, you know, you've really opened my eyes to underdog, I'll say.
What do you mean?
To playing it. Like, that style of fantasy football.
Best balls?
Yeah, best balls.
You been doing any? Did you do any?
I've got about 15.
They're doing some, yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah.
I love them.
The only thing I'm disappointed I didn't do this year is guillotine.
My buddy.
I think I got to do one next year.
My buddy Guy was in a guillotine. He got ousted week one. He called it a guillotine.
But like at the same time, like you're kind of done. Like it's almost nice in a way. Like you just check that league off the list.
I wouldn't say it's nice.
You're just like, well, I guess I'm over it now.
I wouldn't say it's a good thing.
Have you ever done Vampire League?
No, I haven't.
That's too much for me.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
That's where, like, every time you lose a game, you lose a player.
Yeah.
Because then you're just dead at the end of the season anyways.
So, bad news at the station today. Some budget cuts. A couple of our colleagues will not be with us anymore. One of them was my partner, Joel Blank. Joel will not be at ESPN 97.5 anymore with the budget cuts. We'll miss Joel. I know that we would argue at times on the air, but I love Joel like a brother. So, sad about that. Tough news. It is the business. It's not for the faint of heart. We know that. Very sad for him. And also Paul Gallant will no longer be at the station. Very sad for that as well. Both very, very talented. Both very, very good at what they do. They will be missed. And a tough day. Tough day in the radio business for us.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm not, you know, super happy. You know, it's just a hard day to be around it. So I'll be here with Jeremy from 3 to 6 every day going forward. We will be bringing the Rich Eisen show to you guys from noon to 3 is what the game plan will be right now. And I love those guys. I love Paul and Joel. I've known Joel for 10 years now. I've known Paul for quite a while as well. And obviously we did the show together. And, you know, typically when these things happen, people don't say this, but I'll say it anyways. So please go support them in whatever they do next because they deserve it. And they were not let go for anything that wasn't financial reasons. It's been a brutal year for the station, for the economy, with everything that's been going on. So it just sucks. It's not, they didn't do anything wrong. So that's what's going on. That's why I'm here today.
Yeah. Yeah. Both very good. Both will land on their feet. They'll fall upward. Excited to see where their careers take them, but not an easy day. I am looking forward to doing the show with you.
I am too.
I'm sure we'll annoy each other and we'll have our bickering and we'll yell at each other too.
Mm-hmm.
What's our first fight going to be?
That's a great question. I have no idea. We haven't named the show yet. Starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that's naming. I'm not very creative.
I'm not either.
Like we're probably just going to go with Joe and Jeremy.
Yeah.
Unless, hey, maybe the listeners have a better idea.
I mean, whoever gets front billing, I guess probably what we're going to have to argue about first.
I love to joke about that, but I could not care less. Yeah, I mean, maybe the listeners could come up with the name of the show. How
I'm
do you feel about
it.
That? I mean, we'd have to approve it, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot that don't like me. So, like, we'll see.
Well, that would make it even better.
Yeah. It's going to be I'm open to whatever listener suggestions are out there. If you got a suggestion, you're welcome.
Yeah, maybe we'll kick this around tomorrow.
Yeah. We got 3 hours tomorrow to do it. 3 to 6.
Usually my names are very inappropriate. I had a couple of names for our Astros podcast, and you wouldn't let me use them.
They were pushing it a little bit.
Mm, More than a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they were...
They were very inappropriate.
Well, we could revisit them.
I don't think we could use it.
Probably not.
I don't think we could use it.
No, I also have to look back at what they were.
They weren't good. They were not appropriate at all. Yeah. All right, it's going to do it for us. Want to thank Ryan for doing some hard work today. It wasn't easy for Ryan. Ryan was able to champion through, though. Good work, Ryan. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters from Cincinnati Brewing, coming up next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.